Traditionally, and unfortunately, over the summer months, teenagers can find themselves going through the court system or in some way involved in court. Indeed, they may be charged with something or they could be a witness. And they could be a witness on so many different issues. It could be anything from violence that's happening in the street right through to sexual abuse. Now, there's significant help, apparently, for young people who are acting as witnesses, maybe not so much help for those who are accused. Let me speak to Janique Burden from the NSPCC. Janique, good morning.
Good morning.
What is available to a young person who is a witness and who is going into the court format? Because it must be very difficult for a person to be a witness on practically any issue.
Absolutely. What is available is that the NSPCC provide a young witness service for all prosecution witnesses. So for all young people who are under 18, we offer a service where we will support the young person before, during and after the trial. What we do is we do an assessment to check out safeguarding issues and to offer and tailor support to them through our volunteers to help them prepare for going to court. The volunteer will be with them during court and then we'll do a follow-up to make sure if they need any further assistance after that.
So you're backing the person who is facing the accused?
We are funded by the Department of Justice to support prosecution witnesses, yes.
And are you able to help other young people in any capacity? Could you help a young person who's in some way assisting the defence?
Yes. What it is, we aren't fully funded by the Department of Justice, although our funding is very generous. The NSPCC believe that all children who have to attend court require support and that we feel that would be something we campaign on. So if somebody comes to us and says there's a young defendant or maybe a young defence witness who's particularly vulnerable, we will certainly review and have a look at the case on a case-by-case basis, and if we can, we will offer support. This is done in agreement with the Department of Justice as long as we let them know, but this service would actually be funded by the NSPCC as opposed to the Department of Justice.
All right, so you may intervene to help even an accused youngster who finds themselves in some form of difficulty.
We certainly would if their solicitor would come forward and ask for assistance because they may be particularly vulnerable and require that extra support. And as I say, the NSPCC believe all children have the right to support when having to go into a criminal trial.
How difficult is it for an individual, a young individual, who is in some way involved in assisting the prosecution, where they're pointing the finger at someone they believe is guilty and someone who may have carried out a dastardly act either against them or against someone else?
It's exceedingly difficult. I mean, a lot of cases are highly complex. I mean, you're talking about some sexual abuse cases, intrafamilial cases, domestic violence, as well as ongoing potential intimidation of acts of crime by neighbours or activities even within school. We also have a particularly vulnerable group in the looked after children's system, where there may be incidents that happen where children who are particularly vulnerable and already in care are having difficulties there. So for them, it's very difficult, and it's always really useful to have someone come along and just turn around and say to them, look, this is what's happening. Tell them what's going to happen, where they're going to sit, who's going to be there. Talk them through the process. And the use of volunteers is priceless because we have someone who wants to come in and talk to them and just be with them. It's not a person not interested in what's happened. They just want to be with them and help support them. And that, you know, money can't buy that kind of support and that generosity.
There's a thin line, isn't there, between giving them the support that they need, making them confident enough to take the step, and putting words in their mouth. You've got to be very careful not to do that.
Very, very much so. I mean, we're very experienced. We have evolved over the last 15 years in terms of how we do our practice. We have a very intense training schedule for our volunteers. We have a vetting system where we do an interview. We have a full 8-day training and then a further interview and then an induction period before a volunteer is fully trained up. We're very conscious of the damage that could be done if we are seen to be coaching as opposed to supporting. So this would be something that's covered very clearly in our training.
And at some point, the witness that you're assisting may set off some form of alarm bell that he or she may not be a reliable witness. At what point do you flag that up?
We don't discuss the evidence, so we wouldn't be able to help you. We wouldn't do that. But if we have concerns that the young witness may be particularly vulnerable and may be, say, for an example, self-harming or may not have the confidence to come to court, we would constantly be in liaison with the officer in charge and with the Public Prosecution Service. So what we would do is we'd keep feeding information back and forth. So if we have concerns that the young witness may be particularly vulnerable or attending court may not be in the best welfare for the child, we would certainly flag that with those with our partner agencies.
And how busy are you at this present moment?
Very busy. There had been ongoing legal action which was only resolved there in March, so they're now pulling a lot of cases in, so very busy. We're always underfunded and we're always in need of new volunteers.
And to be a volunteer, what sort of expertise do you need? Be a bit more than being maybe a standard charitable assistant.
Well, our training means that we would certainly bring you up to speed in terms of knowledge about safeguarding and child development. But what we were looking for is people who have a lot of time, I have to say, because if you go into court, you could be there quite a while. So you'd need to have quite a lot of time. Someone who likes children, somebody who maybe has a background of possibly working with children or working with vulnerable adults, somebody who has the knowledge of just a supporting role. So, so we welcome all inquiries.
Janique, if someone did want to express an interest in assisting you, how do they go about that?
I would ask them to contact us. We have a website, if you go to nspcc.co.uk, and there's the Young Witness Service on the NSPCC website, and you'll find us there. Or they can phone Billy Eagleson, who is on 028-944-87533.
Janique, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
Janique Burden, who's from the NSPCC. I want to speak to law lecturer Rosemary Craig, who knows a lot about what happens in the courts when the children go through and the young people go through. Rosemary, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Rosemary. It is a daunting experience for a young person going into a courtroom. I'm sure it's daunting enough for adults, but for young people, particularly those whose words may impact on the outcome of the trial, it's quite an undertaking.
Yes, Frank, I was very, very interested in what the young lady had to say. I'm sorry, I missed her name.
Yeah, Janique from NSPCC.
Yes. We were looking recently at some research work, and there, in the youth justice system, there are over 60% of the young people have speech, language and communication needs, compared with 10% of the children in the population. 50% of our young people who come to court have very poor communication skills. Some of them, Frank, actually have hearing problems. Now, that wasn't picked up until quite recently when I was doing some research and we thought the young people were just sitting, you know, not interested in, you know, the way they do and they're looking all around, which you can understand. Some had actually hearing problems and couldn't hear what was going on. 40% of children have mental health problems. Most commonly conduct disorder, emotional disorder, that type of thing. Substance misuse causes great problems. Now, for these young people to come to court, it must be extremely difficult, extremely. Children in custody are often particularly vulnerable. How do they get there? Well, we know how they get there. They get caught up, they get sucked into things. But, you know, I always remember someone saying to me about a young person in care and a young person in front of a court. And they said to me, you know, no matter how irritating a child may be, how aggravating or aggressive his or her presentation, and most commonly have been failed to one degree or another by adults responsible for their care, a juvenile before a court is in distress. Now, it's distressing for adults, never mind a child, to come to court. And if you have been through a particularly traumatic experience, the very thought of coming to court is daunting. The system which is organised and run by the NSPCC is a tremendous system, and I cannot really praise it highly enough, and I would like to see more funding for it, and I would also like to see more volunteers. It's what we would call a remote site with a live link, and the young person goes to, hopefully not, and we're trying to work on this, hopefully not into a court, Frank, but somewhere nearby. There's a very good system in Foyle, which operates up there. And where the young person comes along, the family comes in and they are kept somewhere else, and the volunteer comes along with the young person. But we also must remember about Connie. Now, I don't
know. Just on that, what you're saying about the young person in Foyle, are you talking about a young person who's accused or a young person who's a witness?
Both, Frank. And they come along and they have to give evidence, and you get into court yourself, you would freeze up and not be able to. And remember the problems that I said some of these young people have. They have deafness, they have ADHD, they have, just take fright. If you go along to a remote site, and Connie, I'm sure you know who Connie is. Connie is the assistance dog that we have introduced recently to Leganside. And Connie can come along and be in the room with that young person. And I mean, dogs are absolutely wonderful for any sort of vulnerable person. And the dog can come into the room. Connie's been in Leganside a couple of times being familiarised. And the young person comes into the room with the NSPCC volunteer. And they are assured and they are in a safe place. They're not going to meet other people, maybe defendants, maybe the people who have perpetrated the violence against them. And then they can, they give their evidence over what we would call a video link, which is something that is used remotely now in the prisons, in the Young Offenders Academy, where we don't have to bring people to court, but they can be interviewed by video link. Now, that's a cost-saving device for that, from that point of view. But from the point of view of the young witnesses, the young witness scheme, I think it's absolutely superb. And I would like to see this scheme rolled out to every court in Northern Ireland. Because inside each youthful offender, let's not forget, is a real person with real hopes and dreams and a real chance to succeed. We need to help these young people in Northern Ireland, because it's not a very good society that we're living in at the moment, and that really, really worries me.
Rosemary, thank you very much indeed. Rosemary Craig, a law lecturer, making points indeed about the young defendants and indeed the young witnesses. And it's bound to be traumatic whether you're the accused, guilty or innocent. If you're the accused, it's bound to be traumatic when you're a young person in a court. And equally, or maybe not equally, but certainly understandably very challenging and demanding to be a witness, to be a young witness going in there where your testimony may influence the absolute outcome of the court, the final court decision. I'm just trying to visualise how I'd feel myself. I think I've only once ever been in a court to do a character reference for an accused. Apart from that, I've never given evidence. I've never been on a jury. I've thankfully never been accused. It must be traumatic, and exceptionally traumatic when you're young.